Congress this week gets down to work on two major requests from President Bush. The first is for nearly $75 billion in additional spending this year, most of it to fight the war in Iraq. The second is for a package of tax cuts worth $726 billion. The House has approved that amount already, but in the Senate, concerns over record deficits and the unknown cost of the war reduced the size of the tax cut package by more than half. The two Republican-run chambers must now try to come up with a number they can both approve in a final budget. NPR's David Wellner reports from the Capitol.
Lawmakers relish their role as the holders of the federal government's purse strings, and this week they'll have a chance to flex some legislative muscles as the White House awaits fast action on its spending requests. There's no doubt the so-called supplemental of about $75 billion will be approved, as no member of Congress wants to be seen as thwarting the military campaign in Iraq by voting against the measure. But because this is must-pass legislation, there are a few other things lawmakers would like to add on. Senate Republicans want at least another $4 billion to help keep the nation's airlines flying at a time when many people are canceling their travel plans. And Democrats want to add at least another $8 billion to the supplemental to shore up homeland security. Some lawmakers are also balking at the administration's insistence that it, rather than Congress, should determine how, when, and for what some $62 billion should be spent on the war effort. Major battles are expected in the Senate this week over these differences, and the supplemental will likely emerge from Congress costing more than what the president asked for. There will also be efforts starting tomorrow to iron out differences in the budgets the House and Senate approved. The size of the tax cut will be the major bone of contention. Senate Republicans hope to restore at least some of the hundreds of billions of dollars that were lopped off from their chamber's tax cut. They're hoping support for a bigger cut will rise if the war proves to be short. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.